New York, riverreporteronline.com.
One more song, maybe I'll go home.
And hello again, and welcome to another edition of Hillbilly Heaven right here on 90.5 WJFF. It's good to be back here in the Cooperage studio, and I hope I'll be able to play some stuff that you like here and get started.
Hillbilly Heaven. Support comes from listener donations. It's straight up 3 o'clock. I've got 35 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, and you are tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York. We're hydro-powered. We're member-supported. We're community radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. We do have a forecast for snow. It is snowing right now in Jeffersonville, and the snow accumulation of around an inch is expected. And tonight, the snow continues up to 3 inches, 1 to 3 inches. A chance of snow tonight is at 70%. And tomorrow, there's clouds, and there is snow in those clouds. Snow showers in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon, going up into the upper 30s. Get your swimsuits out. On Sunday night, mostly clear, going back down to around 20 degrees. Monday will also be sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Monday night, cloudy, going back down to 30. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. WesternCallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be celebrating the music and the poetry from Ireland. Well, if you like music and you like poetry and you want them both at the same time, you can't do better than Van Morrison. Oh, yeah. Van Morrison, born on August 31st in 1945 in Bloomfield in Belfast in Ireland. He's a Northern Irish singer. I think of him as an Irish tenor. So, you know, He had a very successful career. He started out on an international career in Astral Weeks in 1968, Moon Dance in 1970, you know, Tupelo Honey 71, St. Dominic's Preview 72. His career was rolling along. And then he had a divorce that happened for him, and he kind of needed to refresh himself. And being born in Ireland, in 1974, he returned back home to Ireland. And in 1 month, he wrote all the music for an album called Vidan Fleece, which is kind of like the golden fleece from the mythologies. Vidan Fleece, released in 1974. And there's a song on there we're about to hear. It's called The Streets of Arklow. Well, Arklow is a city in the county of Wicklow, on the east coast of Ireland. And, you know, poetry, just the lyrics are so beautiful. And then when you hear the way he sets these lyrics, the Celtic flute, so beautiful. As we walked through the streets of Arklow, the color of the day wore on and our heads were filled with poetry and the morning coming on to dawn. As we walked through the streets of Arklow in a drenching beauty, rolling back till the day. and I saw your eyes. They were shining, sparkling, crystal clear, and our souls were clean, and the grass didn't grow. The Streets of Arklow, Van Morrison. That song, The Streets of Arklow, it always affects me so profoundly. There's something that it stirs in me. That's what poetry does. It has the ability, in a few words, to summon up a whole vision. And he does that so beautifully. And we think of Ireland and the music and the poetry of Ireland. And one of the most famous poets of the 20th century was William Butler Yeats, born in June in 1865. He lived until 1939. And he was born in Sandy Mount, Ireland, and educated there and in London. And there's a poem that he wrote in 1888, first published in 1890, called The Lake Isle of Innisfree. Oh, this poem is amazing. And I'm reading now from Wikipedia because it's on beyond my expertise. The Lake Isle of Innisfree exemplifies the style of the Celtic Revival. It is an attempt to create a form of poetry that was Irish in origin rather than one adhered to by the standards set by English poets and critics. So the Celtic Revival, that was a literary and cultural movement, kind of a neo-paganism, the Celtic culture with the Druids. And the Isle of Innisfree is an uninhabited island in the county of Sligo, Ireland, where Yeats spent his summers as a child. So we're going to listen to his poem, The Isle of Innisfree, in a recording by Judy Collins, recorded in 1971. The music is written by Hamilton Camp, who's a British singer-songwriter and an actor. And this is Judy Collins' album called Living. And then after that, we're going to hear another song to the poetry of William Butler Yeats. And this one is by Joni Mitchell. It's based on Yeats's poem, The Second Coming, and it's almost word for word. She only changes one or two tiny things to set it to music. In Joni Mitchell's Night Ride Home, released in 1991, the song is called Slouching Towards Bethlehem. So let's be captivated by the poetry of William Butler Yeats, a leading Irish poet. Let's start with Judy Collins, Innisfree.
I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey. And day in the deep heart's
through dark, indignant, real. raging and raging. It rises from the deep, opening its eyes after 20 centuries, vexed to a nightmare out of a stormy sleep.
Joni Mitchell wrote the music, 1991, Night Ride Home, to a poem by William Butler Yeats, the Irish poet. Yeah, Yeats studied poetry from an early age, and he was fascinated by the Irish legends and by the occult. And that poem that Joni Mitchell set us is called The Second Coming, and it's been analyzed by greater minds than mine, by what it might mean. Nothing is sacred and the ceremony sinks and innocence is drowned in anarchy. The best lack conviction given some time to think. And the worst are full of passion without mercy. Surely some revelation is at hand. So, yes, the music and the poetry of Ireland. So that Celtic revival, that neo-paganism, it's alive and kicking on Van Morrison's album, Born to Sing No Plan B. He records a song called Pagan Heart. Van Morrison, 2012.
Soul got to move on to the crossroads, got to go. A Canadian grows, got to move to the crossroads. Crossroads, down by the crossroads, pagan heart, our pagan soul. Put a spell on you, down by the crossroads. A pagan heart, a pagan soul. Pagan heart, pagan soul. put a spell on you. Down by the crossroads, when the moon was new, when the moon was new, put a spell on you.
Born to Sing, No Plan B, released in 2012. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and today's program, we're celebrating the music and the poetry of Ireland. Van Morrison was born in Bloomfield in Belfast, Ireland, and that song, Pagan Heart, if you've ever heard the phrase Celtic soul and you've wondered, what does that mean? Well, you just heard what that means. And there's something about the poetry of Ireland. It runs deep. You know, we know they like to drink. Okay, we know that. We all celebrate that. Isn't that fun? But there's a side to that. There's a depth to that. There's this lyricism that seems to run in the blood of the Irish. I have never been to Ireland. But when I hear this poetry and I hear this music, it moves me in mysterious ways. It's lovely. We're going to hear some more Van Morrison. You know, he's had a long career. We're bouncing around in time a little bit, but his most famous album, the one that launched him into international stardom, was released in 1970 called Moondance. And we're going to hear a song from that, Into the Mystic. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Oh, my God, I love the way he describes these things. And then the music, it really makes you feel what he's talking about. But before we hear that track from Van Morrison's Moondance album, I wanted to read another poem. This is by another Irish poet, James Joyce, really more known as a novelist, but he was a poet extraordinaire. Yeats and Joyce were only 17 years apart. William Butler Yeats was born in 1865, and James Joyce was born in February 1882, kind of an avant-garde novelist. And I wanted to read this poem by James Joyce, and then we'll go right from that into Van Morrison's Into the Mystic. And see if you can follow what I'm saying. The feelings of the two, they have something so much in common that it's hard to put into words. So you can judge from the music. But this is the poem by James Joyce. All day I hear the noise of waters making moan, sad as the seabird is. When going forth alone, he hears the wind's cry to the waters monotone. The gray winds, the cold winds are blowing where I go. I hear the noise of many waters far below. All day, all night, I hear them flowing to and fro.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonny boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
That's called Into the Mystic. So Van Morrison, in 2016, Van Morrison was knighted. They do that in the British Isles, you know. He was knighted for his musical achievements, the influence that he'd had on tourism in Northern Ireland, and his charitable causes. A man of deep conviction, Van Morrison. So, you know, we started the program with a song by Van called The Streets of Arklow, where he was writing about the town of Arklow in the east coast of Ireland. Well, on his most recent album called Keep Me Singing, released at the end of 2016, there's a song called Going Down to Bangor. And where is Bangor? Well, it's a seaside resort on the southern side of Belfast. Van Morrison, Going Down to Bangor.
This morning, well, the cave fell. Well, I walked on Napoleon's nose. I'm gonna walk on Napoleon's nose. Hey, well, up on the hillside, while the purple heather grows.
Down in Bangor on the southern seaside coast of Belfast, Ireland, with Van Morrison from his Keep Me Singing, released in 2016. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, the music and poetry of Ireland. And you know, the most world famous rock and roll band out of Ireland, out of Dublin, U2. Their lead singer, Bono, was born in Dublin on May 10th in 1960. And U2 formed in 1976. And they're one of the most stable configurations of bands. These men have been friends, close friends, from the time they were teenagers. And they're very involved in the culture. And they released one of their most political songs called Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And we're going to listen to a live recording of that song. You know, they call it the Troubles. And in Northern Ireland, there was an ongoing war and violence going on from the late 1960s through 1998, when the Good Friday Belfast Agreement was signed. in Northern Ireland. But in January of 1972, in Derry, Ireland, British troops shot and killed unarmed civil rights protesters and bystanders. And that day was called Bloody Sunday. So we're going to listen to a song that U2 recorded. They released it in March of 1983, and just a few months later, in August of that year, we're going to hear a live performance in Germany from U2, the Dublin Irish band. This is Sunday, Bloody Sunday, live.
There's been a lot of talk about this next song. Maybe too much talk. This song is not a rebel song. This song is Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
While tomorrow
Tube live in Germany in March of 1983, shortly after they released that song. Yes, you can't get more Irish than Bono. What an incredibly powerful voice. U2 released an album in 2014 called The Songs of Innocence. And if you're familiar with poetry, that's a reference to William Blake, who wrote the songs, a poetry volume called The Songs of Innocence. And then William Blake also wrote The Songs of Experience. Anyway, we're going to hear two songs from The Songs of Innocence by U2. The first one is called The Miracle of Joey Ramone. And, you know, I said, I was telling you that U2 has been a really stable band. They've all been friends since they were teenagers. And Bono wrote the song, and he tells the story that there they were, they're teenagers, and they went to see Joey Ramone, the Ramones. And they snuck into this concert. And Bono said that when he heard Joey Ramone sing, it changed him. It gave him permission for him to sing with the voice that he was born with. And then after that, we'll hear another song by Bono. This one is called Iris. Bono lost his mother when he was only 14, and this is a song to his mother. So first, from Dublin, Ireland, U2, The Miracle of Joey Ramone.
I was aching to be somewhere near. Your voice was all I heard. I was shaking from a storm in me, haunted by the specters that we had to see. Yeah, I wanted to be the melody above the noise, above the hurt. I was young, not dumb, just wishing.
Some
Listening to Now and Then. Today's program, the music and poetry of Ireland, Van Morrison, U2, Yeats, James Joyce. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 p.m. I'm showing 34 degrees here at our studios, and you're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF